Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueewin, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's episode of the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueewin. And ask now, Kakiogoti, I see no Kanduktako, Pinduktawea, Kanukto Magiksip. This week I am joined by Corporal Vernon Hagen, who himself is a Métis and serves in the role as the Métis Community Liaison Officer with the Alberta RCMP.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me and allowing me to engage with your listeners today.
Thank you for the chance to be with you today on the show to share information with our listeners. Vernon, how did you find your way to a career in the RCMP?
Yeah, great question. So I truly believe policing is a calling. For me, I grew up in Lac La Biche, where I played sports. I played actually for Buffalo Lake, played some ball and hockey with throughout my high school and after. So after graduating, I played Junior B hockey, where I had a coach who was an RCMP officer in I think our second or third year. And I was able to get to know him, ask him questions about the job. And what I realized, Dave, was that he was, you know, just a regular person. That's what sounded like a pretty fun job, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of team aspects to his career that I really appreciated.
Cool.
So after hockey, I got into the trades. I became an oil field electrician. And I was a third year, and I decided to pursue my career of being a police officer. I went back to school at that time I took an Aboriginal policing and security course at Northwest College. And after completing that 10-month course, I had a native RCMP member, Stan OJ, reach out to me and say, hey, get in here, write the test, let's get you going and get your application in. So Stan actually came to my graduation 6 months later in Depo after I graduated the training academy there. And then I was posted to my first post, was to Peace River, where I worked as a general duty police officer. I worked for Woodland Cree First Nation as a CTA officer and a plainclothes officer, detective kind of work I did as well there. I took an interest in drug investigations, which allowed me to transfer to Edmonton, and I worked in the Federal Serious and Organized Crime Unit for almost 8 years, where I specialized in multiple aspects of the job. In the last 2 years now, almost two and a half, I've been in the role of the community Métis liaison, which allows me to get out into the communities, speak with the elders, and engage with the youth, which I enjoy doing.
Do you go to the schools at all, or?
Yeah, whenever we're out in the communities, myself and my coworkers, we work out of the Indigenous Policing Unit here at headquarters. We try to get out to the schools.
Oh, okay. And any cultural activities that you guys go out to when they're having their whatever treaty days, or in the case of Métis settlements, during their cultural week?
I ran into you last summer at Kikino for their rodeo days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Silver Birch and that, and we did the powwow. Or not the powwow. We do powwows. Do a bunch of different events. We host our teepee at headquarters. We put that up during the summer. We've taken part in the teepee summit, which Big Stone puts together. We're busy.
Excellent, yeah, we're a busy unit. I know the RCMP from High Prairie. I come from Gift Lake, as you know, and during our cultural week, you know, we bring in the elders and the youth, and then the RCMP come and do a little bit of their show, and then they bring a boat and, you know, give the kids boat rides, boat safety, you know, all that stuff.
So, yeah, I know. It's 2 years now, and I haven't made it to that one.
Yeah.
So
I think
I got to get that one.
You got to make
calendar.
Your way up north.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I think that would be good.
I know. I want
so,
to, for sure.
No, that's awesome. Last week at our assembly, you were able to join us to share some of the history of the settlements, working in partnership with the settlements. It would be great for our listeners to hear from you today that some of that history, and more importantly, what recent work the RCMP is undertaking right now.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the history between the RCMP Indigenous people, and more specifically Métis, there's a lot there, right? And we know that sometimes we had challenges. The history wasn't, you know, always documented properly. I had found a book at the archives, and the RCMP member was on the march out west when in 1873, was 150 years ago, right? And he wrote a, in his book about, you know, the RCMP having, I think it was 12 Métis cart drivers, right? So that tells you that the relationship was there way back when, right? And we know where we've come from, and we have to effectively work together to move forward. For myself, though, at the meeting, it was a great opportunity for me to present to the Métis Settlements General Council the token of appreciation, which was the shadow box with the sash encased in it, as well as to review where we're at over the last couple of years since I've been in the role, as well as to give our new deputy commander, Rob Hill, a better understanding of our relationship between the Alberta RCMP, the Métis settlements, and myself as the Métis community liaison for Indigenous placing. My role, so as the MCL, I might expand on that, is to collaborate with yourself, Métis leaders from both the MNA and the settlements, as well as the other Métis organizations, governments, and community members to respond to community safety, right? To engage in crime prevention, reduction, identify gaps in service delivery, as well as crime and victimization, and promote reconciliation.
At the settlements level, we are experiencing a lot of problems and addictions, and and I think it's really important that we build that relationship with the RCMP as well. Thank you for sharing the information so far. We will keep discussing that after a short break. So, to our listeners, stay tuned, and we'll come back shortly. Welcome back, everyone, to my conversation with Corporal Vernon Hagen, the Métis Community Liaison Officer with the Alberta RCMP. Before the break, we had a chance to talk about the journey to the RCMP and the recent work our settlements and your team are doing together. I know that the RCMP has been working on recruitment efforts to ensure that more Indigenous experiences to the service. Can you tell me about the work that the RCMP is doing to engage communities and youth in particular?
Yes, I can, Dave. So again, I work out of the Indigenous Policing Unit, and we had spoke last year when we were looking at developing our four pillars of reconciliation. And we heard from the First Nation and Métis leadership, along with the elders, about the importance of engagement with the youth. So a lot of our work is guided by that, and recruitment falls under that area for us, because last year we had to focus on recruitment of more Indigenous applicants who may be interested in becoming a police officer. We have done this by attending career fairs, community events like we talked about, and putting ourselves out there as Métis First Nation members in recruiting advertisements, so our youth see us in mainstream media. I'd also like to mention that our unit hosts a Indigenous summer youth camp for kids aged 16 to 18, where they can come to our headquarters building near Kingsway Mall for a couple of days and get behind the scenes look at what police officers do. During the day, we do fitness, presentations, drill practice, and then in the evening, we get to have fun. We kind of go out in the community to the mall, River Valley, bowling. And then the youth stay at the headquarters building. We kind of have a hotel upstairs on our third floor. We finish off the camp with a graduation ceremony where we invite dignitaries as well as their family or guardians can come celebrate with us. It's free of cost. This year's application deadline to attend the Soaring Eagles Youth Camp is April 30th. So we need to bolster some of our numbers of our youth for that camp for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe just repeat the date, I guess, April 30th for the deadline to submit the application.
Yeah, and I've seen it on your Twitter, Métis Settlement Twitter profile page, so it's out there already. But yes, the date is April 30th. The application deadline, everything can be done online just through the scanning of the barcode. So it takes a couple minutes to get through the application.
So when you say youth, what age group is that?
That would be 16 to 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what kind of credentials do the kids need to qualify?
No credentials. Want to have an interest and explain explain why they would like to come to the camp.
Excellent. That's good. So as the RCMP has been making moves for inclusion, one item that you highlighted last week for our assembly was the creation of special Métis sash that you were able to wear with your red shirt uniform. We will post a photo for folks to see on our website so listeners can see it. Can you tell us a little bit more about the meaning behind the design and why it is important for members like yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So first off, we know as RCMP members who are Indigenous that we need more people to enter the service, right? So I've had a lot of great experiences working for the RCMP and a couple not so great ones. However, I value teamwork. I'm a team player, and whether it's for the RCMP or the Métis people, I have a career where I can bring a passion and my knowledge to the table to be part of that change. So when we talk about the approved RCMP sash, this came out of led by our national coordinator, who is Métis, we collaborated as Métis members on the design of our own sash to be worn with our ceremonial red serge uniform. We can wear this RCMP sash during formal events, graduations, presentations, school talks. Pretty much whenever we're in our red uniform, we are approved to wear it. The colors of the sash and what they represent, the color blue, the depth of our spirits, our connectedness to one another, and one of the main colors of the Métis national flag. Red, the blood of the Métis that was shed through the years while fighting for our rights, for strength, because we as Métis are still here today. And it's the alternative color of the Métis national flag, sometimes referred to as the Métis hunting flag. White, our connection to Earth and the Creator. It's also the infinity symbol on our Métis national flag and hunting flag. This symbol represents the mixing of two distinct cultures, European and First Nations, to create a unique and distinct culture, that of the Métis. Color yellow for prosperity and honor. Brown, the buffalo, which symbolizes sustenance, strength, and the ability to survive by providing so many things from food, clothing, shelter, and tools. And then finally, the color green, the fertility of a great nation.
That's really significant to have all that message and sense of not just belonging, but also collaborating and being part of, Indigenous and also in the RCMP. I think it really means a lot. And as you said, it was designed by a Métis person. So I think we, like most Métis and maybe all Métis can really relate and have that sense of relationship with, with our history and even the RCMP. So I appreciate that. We will post I think we have it on our website already. If not, we will have it on our website so people listening in will understand what it's all about. So thank you for that, Corporal Hagen, for being with us. Our relationship with the settlements and the RCMP partners has been an important one for nearly a century. Any other comments that you'd like to add?
Yeah, we we need to do this again because we have so much to talk about. But I just want your listeners to know that the Métis voice is at the table with the RCMP. And that fostering of effective relationships is being worked on. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our goal in Indigenous policing.
So thank you again, Corporal Hagen. For the listeners out there, again, join us every second week for the Métis Settlement Show. Big Squee Wind is what we dubbed it. It means message, send a message. And thanks for tuning in this week and wishing all our listeners a great weekend. Except.